lift your hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Amen. Do you love him? Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And we love him because he first loved us.
Amamos porque él primero nos amó.
Called us to himself.
Llamó, nos llamó hacia sí.
Oh, Father, we thank you so much
Padre,
for your goodness.
Damos gracias por todo, por tu bondad.
We thank you for your mercy.
Por tu misericordia te damos gracias.
We thank you for your beautiful plan that you have for us.
Plan hermoso que tú tienes para con nosotros. Te damos las gracias.
Thank you for working everything according to that amazing plan.
Gracias por trabajar todo de acuerdo a ese plan sublime.
And Lord, no doubt each one of us here can think I've had an experience where I don't know what that plan is and I don't know what
happened. Te damos gracias también por ese plan que tienes para con nosotros. No lo sabemos.
But one day we'll understand.
Un día lo entenderemos.
We'll know and we'll fall and worship you how beautiful it is.
Qué hermoso es el amarte y el adorarte.
Lord, we thank you for your peace and your comfort and your grace.
Gracias por tu paz y tu confort.
Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit would come and move in our hearts.
Te pido que tu Espíritu Santo venga y se mueva en nuestros corazones.
Teach us and correct us. Comfort us.
Confórtanos.
And show us your leading in our lives.
Tu vida en nosotros.
We just want to commit this time to you once again.
Queremos poner este tiempo en tus manos una vez más.
Ask that you would have complete control.
Que tengas un total control.
That you would speak.
Que tú hables.
We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Pedimos estas cosas en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
So good to be here with you.
Bueno estar aquí con ustedes.
Wish it was under different circumstances, but
me gustaría que fueran sido unas circunstancias diferentes.
God's plan is perfect.
Pero el plan de Dios es
Amen.
Perfecto. Amen.
And we can trust him no matter what.
Podemos confiar en él, no importa qué.
We can trust him with our loved ones.
Podemos confiar a nuestros amados a él.
We can. In living and dying.
En vivir, en vida y muerte.
He's good, truly.
Bueno, verdaderamente.
Amen. I don't want to be a mess.
No quiero ser
I
un
might
reno,
be.
Tal vez.
But we're family and friends, so.
Somos familia y amigos. Entonces.
Amen. I want to speak on the cares of this life.
Cuando hablo de las preocupaciones de esta vida.
And we're going to look at Luke 23, verse 34.
Vamos a mirar a Lucas 23, versículo
34. 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. What's that? 21, yeah, Luke 21,
mm-hmm.
Verse 34.
Lucas 21, versículo 34.
Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares.
Mirad también por vosotros mismos, que vuestros corazones no se carguen de... Oh, sorry. Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Vuestros corazones no se carguen de glotonería y embriaguez y de los afanes de esta vida y venga de repente sobre nosotros aquel día.
May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his word.
El Señor le añade las bendiciones de la lectura de su palabra. Yo seré. ¿No?
¿Me dijo?
No. Bien. Maybe I need to yell.
So,
entonces,
we read this and we talk about the cares of this life and we mention these things from time to time.
Mencionamos las preocupaciones de esta vida
and of course Jesus starts this.
Jesús comenzó esto.
Don't let your hearts be overcharged.
Que no dejen que sus corazones se abrumen.
Right? So it means to be burdened or weighed down.
Estar cansados o cargados.
It even can speak of being dulled.
También puede hablar de estar como entumecidos o dormidos.
So that day come upon you unawares.
Venga sobre ustedes.
So the rapture.
So el rapto.
The picture is the rapture is going to come upon you when you're not aware.
La foto es que el rato va a venir sobre ustedes.
Well, isn't it going to come upon us all that way?
Que va a venir a nosotros de esa
manera. In one way, yes, in another way, no.
De una manera sí, en otra manera no.
Because every believer, true believer of all ages, has been living their lives for that day.
Está viviendo sus vidas por ese día.
Day by day by day.
Día a día.
We're waiting for that to take place.
Estamos esperando para que eso tome lugar.
We're waiting to be caught up and meet the Lord in the air.
Estar ahí, que nos atrape y encontrarnos con el Señor.
And that's been our hope since the very beginning of the church age.
Desde el principio de la edad.
And our life should be lived in a way.
Nuestra vida debería ser vivida en cierta manera.
That a person would look and say, he's aware. That the rapture could take place at any second.
Que el rapto puede tomar lugar en cualquier momento.
In another sense, it'll happen in the hour you think not.
Y va a acontecer en la hora que usted piensa.
But your life shouldn't be expressing itself in a way that they would look at you and say,
que ellos lo podrían mirar.
He doesn't care if the rapture takes place at any time. He doesn't care if the rapture takes place at any time.
El rapto toma lugar en cualquier hora.
It makes no difference to him.
No le hace ninguna diferencia a él.
And it's interesting, Jesus starts and says,
que Jesús empieza y dice,
we can have our hearts weighed down or dulled by surfeiting.
Tenemos nuestros corazones estresados.
Carousing is what it is. Carousing. Carousing. Means to have a noisy, loud time with drinking alcohol.
Tiene como muy mucha embriaguez.
And then he says drunkenness.
Y dice embriaguez.
These things are obvious. Your heart will be weighed down.
Estas cosas son obvias. Su corazón
está. If you're going clubbing and partying and drinking,
si usted se va de un club a otro club y bebiendo y haciendo ese tipo de cosas,
it's very clear that your heart will be weighed down.
Es muy claro que su corazón estará sobrecargado.
And you won't be ready for the rapture.
Y usted no estaría listo para el rapto.
But then, and those are like ostentation, obvious, easy things for us to avoid, right?
Y cosas muy fáciles para nosotros no hacer.
Most of us.
La mayoría de nosotros.
When I was first saved, it wasn't an easy thing for me, because that's what I did.
No era fácil para mí porque eso fue lo que yo hice.
But thank the Lord, he's caused me to grow.
Pero gracias al Señor, él me ha hecho crecer.
And I'm not hankering to go to the dance club anymore.
Y ya no estoy anclado para ir a esos lugares nomás.
Not wishing I could go get drunk.
No deseando irme a embriagar.
The Lord matures us, but not everybody is in that place.
Pero no todos estamos en ese lugar.
And those things can overcharge people.
Y esas cosas pueden sobrecargar a la gente.
Doesn't mean they're not Christians, but it means they need to be sanctified.
Quiere decir que ellos necesitan ser santificados.
The devil can trap people into things and push people into things, and they can get under that captivity and bondage.
Entrar en esa cautividad y en esclavitud.
But the thing that I think impacts us especially is the cares of this life.
Los afanes de esta vida, las preocupaciones.
Those things, they overcharge.
Sobrecargan.
They burden you, they weigh you down.
Lo cargan y lo cansan a usted.
They dull your spiritual senses.
Ellos duermen sus sentidos espirituales.
So let's look at this word.
Vamos a mirar esta palabra.
The cares,
los afanes,
of this life, because that's important.
Porque eso es importante.
Because in our language today,
el lenguaje hoy,
we say things like, do you care about me? I don't think this person cares about me.
No creo que esa persona se preocupa por mí.
And so it kind of takes a little bit of a different slant.
Un poquito diferente sentido.
Rather than what it's speaking of in the scripture.
Que en lugar de lo que se está hablando en la escritura.
Because you're supposed to care.
Se supone que usted se debe de preocupar.
About your stewardship.
Acerca de su lo que usted va a hacer.
You're supposed to care.
De lo que
about what your life expresses.
De lo que su vida expresa también.
But you're not supposed to have anxiety.
No se supone que debe tener usted ansiedad.
Or worry.
O preocupación.
And that's what this word speaks of. The cares of this life.
Esta palabra habla de los afanes de la vida, de las preocupaciones de esta vida.
Because if we took this terminology literally,
esta terminología literalmente,
the cares of this life,
los afanes de esta vida,
we'd open a monastery.
Sí.
We'd open a monastery.
Abrimos un monasterio.
And we'd raise the money somehow.
Y
so that we didn't have to think about the cares of this, the things that we have responsibility for.
Y no nos preocupamos de las cosas de las que se supone que debemos tener preocupación acerca de.
But we're not supposed to be anxious or
pero
worry.
No se supone que debemos estar ansiosos o preocupados.
And Jesus is warning us.
Jesús nos está advirtiendo.
You can be so concerned and worried
concernados y preocupados
over the things of this life
cosas de esta vida,
that the rapture overtakes you.
se lo perderá usted.
And you end up being in here in the time of God's wrath.
Y usted va a terminar en el tiempo de la ira de Dios.
And a trumpet gives an uncertain sound, Brother Branham says.
Un sonido incierto, el hermano Branham dice.
Grant, Lord, that those who have never come will find that precious freedom of being free.
You are younger than me. So I need this.
The highlighted part.
Concede, Señor, a esos que nunca han que no han encontrado esta preciosa libertad de ser libres.
Turned out of the cage, no more bound by the things of the world and the cares of this life.
Salir de la jaula, no más atados por las cosas de este mundo y los cuidados de esta vida.
But has been made free in Christ.
Ha sido hecho libre en Cristo.
Amen. We need the power of God to set us free.
El poder del Señor, del Padre, para que nos libre.
And at the very same time, Jesus is warning believers.
Le está advirtiendo a los creyentes.
Right. He's not warning unbelievers.
No está advirtiendo a los incrédulos.
He's warning people
está
that have been
advirtiendo a la gente
following his message.
Que están siguiendo su mensaje.
And he's telling them
y le está diciendo,
the cares, the anxieties of this life
las ansiedades de esta vida
can bring you to the place
puedo traerlo a usted a un lugar
where your mind is no longer fixed on the things of
donde
God.
Su mente no está enfocada más en las cosas
where you're not praying, where you're not seeking God.
Donde usted no le está cantando
where
a Dios.
You're not setting a time to
usted
listen
no está
to his voice.
Un tiempo para escuchar la voz de él.
That you're just living in such a way you have the stamp of Christian on you.
Una estampa nada más de cristiano en
usted. But you're not seeking the heart of the Father.
Usted no está buscando el corazón del Padre.
All right. So cares of this life, what does that mean?
¿Qué eso significa?
Anxieties, we understand. What is the anxieties of this life?
¿Cuáles son las ansiedades de esta vida?
Let's think about that.
Vamos a pensar acerca de eso.
Matthew 6,
Mateo 6,
25. Keep that in your mind, the anxieties of this life.
Mantenga en su mente las ansiedades de esta vida. Mateo
6:25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment?
Por tanto os digo, no os afanéis por vuestra vida, qué habéis de comer o qué habéis de beber, ni por vuestro cuerpo, ni qué has de vestir. No es la vida más que el alimento y el cuerpo más que el vestido.
Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are ye not much better than they?
Mira las aves del cielo, que no siembran, ni ciegan, ni recogen en graneros, y vuestro Padre celestial las alimenta. ¿No valéis vosotros mucho más que ellas?
Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature?
¿Y quién de vosotros podrá por mucho que se afañe añadir a su estatura un codo?
And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin.
¿Y por el vestido, por qué os afanáis? Considerad los lirios del campo, cómo crecen, no trabajan ni hilan.
And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
Pero os digo que ni aun Salomón con toda su gloria se vistió así como uno de ellos.
Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
Y si la hierba del campo que hoy es y mañana se echa en el horno, Dios la vista así, no hará mucho más a vosotros, hombres de poca fe.
Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed?
No os afanéis, pues, diciendo qué comeremos, o qué beberemos, o qué vestiremos.
For all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things.
Porque los gentiles buscan todas estas cosas, pero vuestro Padre celestial sabe que tenéis necesidad de todas estas cosas.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Mas buscad primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, y todas estas cosas os serán añadidas.
Take therefore no thought
así que no os
for the morrow.
Por el día de mañana.
For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself.
Que el día de mañana traerá su pan. Basta cada día su propio mal.
Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Amen.
So, take no thought for your life.
No piensa acerca de su vida.
So, as an immature Christian, I read this and I thought,
yo leí esto como un cristiano maduro,
I'm not going to think about
yo no voy a pensar
my life. I'm not going to plan ahead.
No voy a planear hacia
I'm just going to take it day by day.
No, lo voy a tomar día a día.
And it's not what it's talking about.
Y no es lo que está hablando acerca de.
I'm just going to trust the Lord to provide for my needs. I'm not going to take any thought. Don't take thought for that. That means you can't make a meal plan for the week. Don't make a budget.
No hago un presupuesto.
Okay, you see what I'm going. It's super spiritualizing something.
Muy super espiritual algunas veces.
What is he saying?
¿Qué está diciendo?
Don't take any anxious thought.
No tome ningún pensamiento de ansiedad
for your life.
Por la vida de usted.
What you'll eat, what you'll
¿Qué
drink.
Come o qué va a beber.
Nor for your body.
Ni por su cuerpo.
Behold the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap.
Mire las aves de las aves, no cosecharon.
The lilies of the field.
Los lirios.
He's not saying
él no está diciendo,
just stand like a lily in the field
nada más parece usted como un lirio
and
en el campo,
clothes are going to magically appear on you.
Y vestidura va a aparecer mágicamente.
Be a bird and fly around
sea un pájaro y vuela alrededor,
and just grab the stuff off the tree.
Y agarra las cosas del árbol.
Oh, maybe in some places you can do that. Not,
tal vez en algunos lugares puedes hacer eso.
But many places you can't.
Pero en muchos lugares no puedes.
And usually you face a problem
usted enfrenta un problema.
When you don't follow the other parts of God's word.
Usted no sigue las otras partes de Dios, de la palabra.
Because
de
if you take this and super spiritualize it,
y lo super espiritualiza,
you're not following God's word.
Usted no está siguiendo la palabra de Dios.
It's not just taking
no
a part of the word.
Solo tomar parte de la palabra.
A true believer lives from Genesis to Revelation.
Creyente vive revelación tras revelación.
And we're going to talk more about that.
Vamos a hablar más acerca de eso, pero
I want to get back to this.
Quiero regresar hacia esto.
Now Matthew chapter 10.
Mateo 10.
We're going to look at Jesus sending out his apostles.
Vamos a mirar a Jesús enviando a sus apóstoles.
10 verse 5.
Mateo 10, versículo 5.
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not.
A estos dos envió Jesús y les dio instrucción diciendo, Por camino de gentiles no vayáis, y en ciudades samaritanos no entréis.
But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Sino ir antes a las ovejas perdidas de la casa de Israel.
And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Y yendo a predicar diciendo, El reino de los cielos se ha acercado.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
Recibéis, dad de gracia.
Provide neither gold or silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. So here Jesus is sending out ministers of the gospel, and he's telling them, don't take any provisions.
No tomen provisiones.
Don't even take the ability to prepare your sermon notes.
Ni la habilidad de preparar sus
script.
Sermones, sus notas.
Go and preach.
Ve y predica.
Say the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Digan el reino del cielo.
Go to someone's home and stay there.
De alguna de alguien y
let them give you food.
Permitan que
let them take
ellos
care of you.
Los alimenten.
If they reject you,
si ellos lo rechazan,
he goes on to say, Wipe the dust off your feet and go somewhere else.
Salen y se sacuden el pie
de and he says, the workmen is worthy of his meat.
Y dice que el obrero es digno.
You're working, preaching the gospel.
Usted está trabajando, predicando el evangelio.
And you're worthy to receive a support for that.
Recibir un soporte por eso.
But then later in Luke 22,
en Lucas 22,
around the time of the crucifixion, he says, "Remember when I sent you before
los enviaste,
without purse or scrip or shoes?
Jornada, ni zapato, ni
did
nada.
You lack anything?
Les faltó algo?
He said nothing."
Dijeron nada.
And he said, "Now,
ahora, dijo,
he that has a purse, let him take it. If he that has a wallet, take it with him.
Cartera, tómelo con usted.
If you have paper, take it with you.
Papel, llévelo con usted.
If you don't have a sword,
si no tiene espada,
sell your garment,
venda su vestidura,
buy one,
y compre una."
Right? So,
entonces,
what in the world is going on? Why did he say it one way, this way, another way, another way?
Because
God has a different purpose at different junctures. And we can't put God in a box and say, this is just how God does it.
No.
We have the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's not for everyone to be called to go without money.
para ir sin dinero,
or to quit their corporate job,
dejar su trabajo de corporación,
and trust that the Lord's going to provide for their financial
needs. Señor va a proveer para sus,
but if that's what God wants you to do, you better do it.
Dios quiere que usted haga,
and He'll provide.
Dios,
but it's not for everybody.
Pero no es para todos.
It's not even for every pastor,
no
every missionary.
Tampoco para cada misionero,
right?
Cada pastor, correcto?
Not everyone is called to that.
No, cada uno es llamado para eso.
Not everyone is called to live from the gospel,
para vivir,
as Paul would call it.
We'll
look at that scripture.
Miraremos esa escritura.
We're all called to walk by faith.
Todos somos llamados para caminar por fe.
We're all called to work hard
para trabajar
and to trust God for every provision every day.
Cada día.
Even the Apostle Paul, we look
ahora,
at his life.
Pablo, si usted mira su vida,
sometimes he lived
veces, él vive,
from the gospel. He received support.
Recibió soporte de
other places, he worked with his hands.
Él trabajó para ello, para sus
necesidades. Let's look at this.
Vamos a mirar
1 Corinthians 9.
1 Corintios 9.
Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord?
No he visto a Jesús, el Señor nuestro.
Are not ye my work in the Lord?
No, vos sois vosotros mi obra en el Señor.
If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to
y
you.
Para otros no soy apóstol, para vosotros soy ciertamente.
For the seal of mine apostleship are you in the Lord.
Porque el sello de mi apostolado sois vosotros en el Señor.
My answer to them is, to examine me is this.
Contra los que me acusan, esta es mi defensa.
Have we not power to eat and drink?
¿Acaso no tenemos derecho de comer y beber?
Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord at Cephas?
Nosotros una hermana por mujer, como también los otros apóstoles, los hermanos del Señor.
In other words, when we travel on our missions work, we could bring our wife and our family if we want to.
Trabajo misionero, podemos traer a nuestra esposa.
Or is it only Barnabas, me and Barnabas, that have we not the power to forbear working?
No tenemos derecho de no trabajar.
Who goes to warfare at any time at his own charges? Who plants a vineyard and eats not of the fruit thereof?
¿Quién fue jamás soldado sus propias expensas? ¿Quién planta viña y no come de su fruto?
Or who feeds a flock and eats not of the milk of the flock?
¿O quién apacienta el rebaño y no toma de la leche del rebaño?
Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also?
Digo esto solo como hombre, ¿no dice esto también la ley?
It seems to me that the Corinthians
are questioning
Paul's ministry,
están cuestionando el ministerio de Pablo,
because he's not doing the thing the way the other apostles are doing
lo que los otros apóstoles estaban haciendo.
If you were a real apostle,
si tú eras un verdadero,
you wouldn't work.
Tú no trabajarías.
And Paul's saying,
y Pablo
explaining
dice,
this.
Explicando esto.
Yeah, I have the power to do that.
Sí, yo tengo el poder para hacer esto.
He says, "Say I these verse 8. Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also?" Verse 8.
I am my.
First Corinthians 9. Verse 8.
Digo esto solo como hombre, no digo esto también la ley.
For it's written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn."
Porque en la ley de Moisés está escrito, no podrás muzar al buey que trilla. ¿Tiene Dios cuidado de los bueyes?
Does God take care for oxen?
Dios toma cuidado del buey.
Or saith he it altogether for our sakes?
O lo dice enteramente por nosotros.
For our sakes, no doubt this is written.
Pues por nosotros escribió.
That he that plows should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope.
Porque con esperanza debe arar el cara, y el que trilla con esperanza de recibir el fruto.
If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things?
Si nosotros sembramos entre vosotros, pues es gran cosa si segramos de vosotros lo material.
If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather?
Si otros participan de este derecho sobre vosotros, ¿cuánto más nosotros?
Nevertheless, we've not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ.
Pero no hemos usado de este derecho, sino que lo soportamos todo por no poner ningún obstáculo al evangelio de
Cristo. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple?
¿No sabes que los que trabajan en las cosas sagradas comen del templo?
And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar?
¿Y que los que sirven al altar del altar participan?
Even so has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
Así también ordena el Señor a los que anuncian el evangelio que vivan del evangelio.
But I have used none of these things.
Pero yo de nada de esto me he aprovechado.
Neither have I written these things that it should be so done unto me.
Y tampoco he escrito esto para que se haga así conmigo.
For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void.
Porque prefiero morir antes que nada y desvanezca esta mi gloria.
For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of.
No tengo por qué gloriarme.
For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel.
Ay de mí si no anunciar el evangelio.
For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward.
Porque es lo por lo cual si lo hago de buena voluntad.
But if against my will a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
Pero si de mala voluntad la comisión me ha sido encomendada.
What is my reward then?
¿Cuál es mi galardón?
Verily that when I preach the gospel I may make the gospel of Christ without charge.
Que predicando el evangelio presente gratuitamente el evangelio de Cristo.
That I abuse not my power in the gospel.
Para no abusar de mi derecho en el evangelio.
For though I be free from all men.
Por lo cual siendo libre de todos.
Yet have I made myself servant unto all that I might gain the more.
Me he hecho siervo de todos para ganar a mayor número.
And we'll read in other places where Paul, in Philippians, he speaks of being supported by them.
Habla de ser soportado por ellos.
Even in other places, it looks like he's writing and saying, so and so supported me, why didn't you?
Ellos me ayudaron, porque ustedes no, porque no me
supportaron. And so you look at
usted mira
all of this.
Todo esto.
What I'm trying to say is, don't pattern yourself after what somebody else is doing. You have your own leadership from the Holy Spirit.
Liderazgo del Espíritu Santo.
And if it's a mistake to say, I should do this. Or for me to say, you know, if this was a true minister, he would do what Paul did. I've heard that. He should work. Just like Paul did. What's wrong with these preachers these days? Okay, what's wrong with Cephas and the other apostles? Again, it's balance in this thing. You have to understand, each person has their own leadership from the Holy Spirit. If the Lord calls you to work a job full-time and preach full-time, you better do that. If God calls you to quit your job and preach full-time, you better do that. If God calls you to work a job, and serve others and live a sermon, you better do that. Be faithful to what God has called you. And at the same time, don't put God in a box and think, well, it's like this for this period of my life, then it has to be like that forever.
Y tiene que ser de esa manera para siempre.
If God speaks something else to you, do that.
Haga usted eso.
Brother Branham had different junctures of his life.
El hermano Branham tuvo diferentes.
One point he worked and pastored.
Cruces.
Then he stopped doing that.
Y él paró una vez de hacer algo.
Then eso. He was an evangelist.
Entonces él era un evangelista.
Right? And his ministry changed and different things changed in different junctures of his life.
Diferentes cambios en su vida.
The point is, walk with the Lord.
Camine con el Señor.
If you're any of these situations I've spoken about,
si cualquiera de las situaciones de las que se ha hablado,
you can let the anxieties of this life
dejar las ansiedades de esta vida
weigh you down.
No puede permitir que eso lo canse usted.
You can be called to live by faith,
usted puede ser llamado para vivir
preach the gospel, and not work any kind of other job,
y no trabajar ningún tipo de trabajo.
And you can live in anxiety.
En ansiedad.
And it can eat you up from the inside out.
Y se lo puede comer de adentro hacia afuera.
And at the same time, you can
tiempo usted puede
work a full-time job, work long hours,
un tiempo completo y a un overtime,
and be exhausted,
y estar cansado,
and be so in love with Jesus,
y estar tan enamorado de
that
Jesús,
wherever you go, he's permeating your life.
Está ahí en la vida de usted.
The things that are impossible with man
las cosas que son imposibles
are possible
para con
with God.
Son posibles para con Dios.
Where I missed. So we spoke before
hablamos antes
about
acerca de
Matthew 6.
Mateo 6.
I'm not going to read it again, but you're welcome to turn there.
Voy a leer una vez más.
You want to.
Puede ir ahí.
The cares of this life. What are the cares of this? What are the? What is this life that he's talking about?
¿Qué es esta vida de la cual está hablando?
He's not talking about eternal life. He's not talking about life in the heavenlies.
Hablando de vida en los celestiales.
He's talking about life on the earth.
Está hablando de la vida aquí en la tierra.
And we have needs
y tenemos necesidades
that we need to meet.
que necesitamos, que tenemos.
What you shall eat,
que comerá.
What you shall drink,
que beberá.
What you shall put on,
que se pondría usted.
Jesus doesn't mention this there.
Jesús no menciona.
But other places mention where you live, the type of home you live in.
Lo menciona dónde vive, tipo de hogar donde usted vive, tipo de casa.
And then he asks, is not the life,
no es la vida,
more than meat and the body than raiment? Is not the life more than food?
No es la vida más que la,
right?
La vida más que la comida.
What life are we talking about there?
¿Qué vida estábamos hablando allí?
The spiritual life that's on the inside.
La vida espiritual que está dentro.
Of a son or daughter of God.
Del hijo o hija de Dios.
That life is more than that.
Ahora, vida es más que eso.
And God promises to provide.
Promete proveer.
If we trust him.
Si confiamos en él.
That it doesn't mean that he promises to provide
que promete
if we disobey him.
Si lo desobedecemos,
right? There's commands in God's word that he tells us to follow.
Que nos dice él, que la
and we don't follow them,
y si no lo seguimos,
God corrects us.
Dios nos corrige.
You say, I don't know why. I don't have this paid. I don't have this taken care of.
No tengo esto, aquel otro. ¿Por qué nos
sometimes God ordains that
veces
to try your faith.
Para probar la fe de usted.
Other times,
otras veces,
you've ordained it by your own behavior.
Usted lo ordena por su propio,
by not following the word.
A través de no seguir
or getting things out of order.
O poniendo las cosas fuera de orden.
But the life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing.
La comida.
God promises
Dios
to provide.
Proveer.
But notice what he says.
Seek
ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Añadidas a ti.
And again, seeking first the kingdom of God doesn't just mean I go to church,
no, nada más que decir que
I do my devotions in the morning.
Hago mis devociones en la mañana.
It impacts on every facet of your life.
En cada fase de la vida de usted.
You know, you sometimes you get the prayer request from people overseas.
Petición de oración por
pray for me.
Del otro lado.
Pray for the finances.
Oren por las finanzas.
And many times the first thing I ask is, are you doing what God has asked you to do?
¿Estás haciendo lo que
are you seeking the kingdom of God?
¿Estás buscando el reino de Dios?
Are you following the principles of God's word? Because I can pray forever.
Para siempre.
And if you're refusing to do what God says to do,
estás rechazando lo que Dios te está pidiendo que tú hagas,
he won't answer that.
Él no contestará eso.
Right?
¿Correcto?
Don't be anxious for tomorrow.
No se preocupe por el mañana.
Again, there's a lot of things we can have anxiety about.
Por las cuales te puedes tener ansiedad.
And there's a lot of thoughts that the devil plants in our minds.
El diablo planta en nuestras mentes, ¿correcto?
That's the author of anxiety.
Él es el autor de la ansiedad.
Is the devil.
Es el diablo.
We have things in our life that we need to work on, need to accomplish.
Y tener, lograr.
And
y
God doesn't want us
Dios
doing it out of anxiety,
con ansiedad,
but doing it out of wisdom and his leadership.
Y su liderazgo.
There's so many different things
hay tantas cosas tan diferentes
in this life
en esta vida
that we have to provide for.
Que tenemos que proveer para.
And God's word
y en la palabra
shows
de Dios
us nos muestra how to do this, how to go forward with this.
Ir adelante con esto.
I'm going to have to just jump around a little in my notes.
Saltar aquí en mis notas.
Come back. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6.
Vamos a mirar Proverbios 6.
I'm going to read from
voy a leer
a little different translation.
Una traducción diferente.
It's a NLT. I sometimes struggle with Proverbs and the book of Job
en el libro de Job.
In placing it, so just so you know, I'll be reading something different.
Voy a estar leyendo algo diferente.
Verse 1, my child. So again, let's go through the principles
vamos
of God's
de
word
los principios de la palabra de Dios
that go into seeking the kingdom of God first.
A buscar el reino el reino de Dios primero.
My child, if you have put up security for a friend's debt or agreed to guarantee the debt of a stranger.
Hijo mío, si salieras fiador por tu amigo, si has empeñado tu palabra a un extraño.
If you've trapped yourself by your agreement and are caught by what you said.
Te has enlazado con las palabras de tu boca.
Follow my advice and save yourself, for you have placed yourself at your friend's mercy. Now swallow your pride, go and beg to have your name erased. Verse 3.
Haz esto ahora, hijo mío, y líbrate, ya que has caído en la mano de tu prójimo. Ve y humíllate y asegúrate de tu amigo.
Don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. Verse 4.
No des sueño a tus ojos, ni a tus párpados adormecimiento.
Verse 5. Save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter, like a bird fleeing from a net.
Escápate como gacela de la mano del cazador y como ave de la mano del que arma lazos.
Verse 6.
Versículo 6.
Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones.
Ve a la hormiga, oh perezoso.
Learn from their ways and become wise.
Mira sus caminos y sé sabio.
Verse 7.
Siete.
Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work.
No, la cual no tenían capitán ni gobernador ni señor.
Verse 8. They labor hard all summer gathering food for the winter.
Preparan el verano su comida.
Verse 9. But you lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up?
Perezoso, ¿hasta cuándo has de dormir? ¿Cuándo te levantarás de tu sueño?
Verse 10. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest.
Un poco de sueño, un poco de dormitar y cruzar por un poco las manos para reposo.
Verse 11.
Versículo 11.
Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber.
Así vendrá tu necesidad como caminante y tu pobreza como hombre armado.
So again, these are principles of God's word.
Estos son principios de la palabra de Dios.
Again, you know, there's circumstances
hay circunstancias
where people maybe have a disability or something in their life. They can't work.
O algo que tienen
it's a different scenario, different situation. They're retired, whatever it might be.
Retirado, lo que quiera que sea.
But this is a general principle.
Pero este es un principio
general. When we look at Proverbs,
cuando miramos hacia los Proverbios,
we don't take it and say, I'm going to beat everyone over the head with this. Under every circumstance.
Voy a tomar esto y se lo voy a predicar a todos en su cabeza.
You know, because you see principles.
Usted mira,
one verse it says,
un versículo dice,
speak not, answer not a fool according to his folly. And then the next verse says, answer a fool according to his folly.
Contestando a una gente tonta, contestarle de esa manera, como quieres.
These are principles.
Estos son principios.
They're not
no son
for every circumstance, every situation.
Cada situación.
But these are principles.
Pero estos son principios.
You need to rest.
Usted necesita descansar.
That's what the Sabbath day is all about.
Es lo que se trata el día
God has said, set
Dios
apart a day
ha
to rest.
Un día para descansar.
For the Jews, that was
para los judíos, eso
the
era
Friday night to Saturday night.
El viernes por la noche
for us, Christ is our Sabbath.
Por nosotros, Cristo es nuestro
we don't need
sábado.
To fulfill any particular day,
o llenar cualquier
but we know there's a principle.
Sabemos que hay un principio.
You should take rest
tome descanso.
And focus on spiritual things one day a week.
Un día a la semana.
If you're a preacher, it has to be other than Sunday.
Para el predicador tiene que ser otro que el domingo.
But rest.
Pero descanse.
Give your body rest.
Dele a su cuerpo.
And then the rest of the week, work hard.
Y el resto de la semana,
don't be lazy.
Trabaje duro, no sea you know, perezoso.
Here's the principles.
Aquí están los principios.
Right, that we see in here.
Los miramos aquí.
Don't become a cosigner for a loan.
No seas alguien que firma por alguien más.
Save up for the future.
Salva para el futuro.
He says,
dice,
take a lesson from the ants. No one's forcing them.
Hormigas.
They just apuntando. Have it inside of them
ellos
to store up
de
for the winter.
Juntar, para el invierno.
Now, we don't have the same thing that we need to do. We're not living off the land.
O vivir de la tierra.
But still,
pero aún así,
the principle follows the
el
same.
Principio sigue lo mismo.
Save for emergencies. Save for times where there's going to be scarcity. Plan ahead, look forward, see the evil day and hide yourself from it by using some of your resources that you have now and putting it aside for the future. Simple principle in God's word. When we don't do these things, what happens? We struggle when those things come. Why? We're not doing what God's word says to do. Being lazy,
siendo perezoso,
he says,
dice,
scarcity will attack you like an armed robber.
Necesidad vendrá a ti como un hombre armado.
A real Christian is not a lazy person.
Un cristiano no es una
persona. They work hard.
Perezosa.
They commit themselves
se ponen
to what God has called them to do,
lo que Dios les ha llamado a hacer,
and they do it with all their heart.
Y lo hacen con todo su corazón.
Proverbs 21, verse 5.
Proverbios 21, 5.
And I'm reading from the NLT again.
Estoy leyendo de otra traducción, NTL.
Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Yep, 21:5.
Los pensamientos son de todos los mismos. Son diferentes. Los pensamientos diligentes ciertamente tienden a la abundancia, mas a todo lo que él se apresura alocadamente, de cierto va a la pobreza.
Again,
una vez más,
a principle.
Un principio.
That doesn't mean bad things don't happen.
No quiere decir que cosas malas no acontezcan.
You know, a person can plan ahead, work hard,
planear hacia el futuro,
and their field trabajar, is struck by lightning and it's all on fire.
Y su campo es tocado por un
these
rayo,
things happen.
Y estas cosas pasan.
But generally speaking, if this is the vision of your life,
es la
to plan well,
de planear bien,
and to work hard,
y trabajar duro,
it's going to lead to prosperity.
A llevar a prosperidad.
You know,
¿usted sabe?
Proverbs
24:27.
You know, finish that verse. Hasty shortcuts. You're trying to get rich quickly.
Estás tratando de hacerte rico muy pronto y haces.
That's based on greed.
Eso está basado.
Sometimes it works for people. Sometimes it doesn't. But when your heart is fixed on greed,
su corazón está enfocado en codicia.
You'll be found out.
Usted se dará cuenta.
Whether before or
antes
at the day of the judgment.
El día de juicio.
So Proverbs 24:27. Do your planning and prepare your fields before building your house.
Prepara tus labores fuera y disponlas en tus campos y después edificarás tu casa.
So, know what your job is. Know
sé
what your work is going to be.
Es, cuál tu trabajo va a ser.
Prepare yourself
Prepárate
for it.
Tú mismo para ello.
Then,
entonces,
build your house.
Edifica tu casa.
Don't find your house and then find a job and
no
you know go to a bank and say, I've got no job. Can I get a mortgage?
Va usted a un banco y le quiere puedo agarrar una hipoteca, quiero comprar una casa.
No,
no tiene trabajo. No, usted no puede.
So,
entonces,
you carefully plan and prepare beforehand.
Planea hacia adelante.
Well, I'm just walking by faith.
No tan solo caminar por
okay.
fe. Está bien.
But you have to have a credit score. You have to have. You see what I'm. You have to have money.
Tiene que tener dinero.
To put down if you can't get a
para dar un payment,
certain kind of loan.
Para agarrar un cierto.
What is it? These are simple principles of God's word.
Principios de la palabra de Dios, muy simples.
And when we don't follow them,
no
you know, people can become so spiritual.
La gente puede llegar a ser tan espiritual.
So unbelievably spiritual that they
increíblemente espiritual.
Refuse to obey God's word.
No quieren obedecer.
Well, I'm just going forward by faith.
Solo,
I got no plan.
Adelante,
I got no purpose.
Plan, no tengo un propósito.
I got no vision.
No tengo visión.
But I'm spiritual.
Pero soy espiritual.
Can tell you all about what you should do.
Y te digo todo lo que deberías hacer.
No.
No.
Live your life for Christ.
Viva su vida por Cristo.
Have the vision that for your life
para la vida de usted
that the Lord has
pero el Señor
for
tiene,
you.
Que tiene para usted.
And follow that and walk in that.
Siga eso y camine en eso.
And check it by God's word.
Y checado por la palabra de Dios.
We many times
muchas veces,
we charge forward and we think it's God's leading.
Vamos hacia adelante, pensamos,
but God never leads us contrary to Scripture.
Pero Dios nunca nos guía contrario a la Escritura,
or against Scripture.
O en contra de la Escritura.
Proverbs 10.
Proverbios 10.
Verse 4 and 5.
4 y 5.
Lazy people are soon poor.
La mano
hard workers get rich.
Mas la mano de los diligentes enriquece.
A wise youth harvests in the summer, but one who sleeps during harvest is a disgrace.
El que recoge en el verano es hombre entendido. El que duerme en el tiempo de la siega es hijo de hijo que avergüenza.
Work hard.
Trabaje duro.
Understand.
Entienda.
How these principles work, put them in place in your life. Proverbs 13:11.
Thank you. It's good to have people.
It is.
We got people. Thank you.
Proverbs 13:11.
Proverbios 13:11.
Wealth gained hastily will dwindle. But whoever gathers little by little will increase it.
Las riquezas de vanidad disminuirán, pero el que recoge con mano labriosa las aumenta.
I don't want to talk about financial stuff.
No quiero hablar acerca,
you've all seen, if you're a young person and you put a small amount aside every month into retirement, if you haven't seen it, you should see it. Because if you're like 20 years old, not too many in here that are 20 years old, but please put a little bit aside every paycheck into 401k.
En su 401,
and by the time you retire, you will be a multimillionaire.
Se retire, usted va a ser un multimillonario.
That's the principle.
Es el principio.
I'm not making a wild promise. No, little by little,
salvaje, poco a poco,
you'll increase it.
Usted lo incrementa.
That's the scripture.
Es la escritura.
And you look at those things and you see those things. It's not that much.
No es mucho.
That you have to do.
Pero usted tiene que hacerlo.
But again,
pero una vez más,
the principle is,
el principio es,
every time
cada vez,
you get paid, set a little bit aside,
paga,
set a little bit aside,
sale
set a little
un poquito bit aside. Lado, sale un poquito.
Proverbs
28:18. Proverbios.
Whoever walks in integrity will be delivered, but he who is crooked in his ways will suddenly fall.
El que en integridad camina será salvo, mas el de perverso caminos caerá en alguno.
Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty.
El que labra su tierra se saciará de pan, mas el que siga a los ociosos se llenará de pobreza.
A faithful man will abound with blessings, but whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished.
El hombre de verdad tendrá muchas bendiciones, mas el que se apresura a enriquecerse no será sin culpa.
It's self-explanatory.
Muy explicatorio.
Proverbs 21, verse 20.
Proverbios 21, 20.
There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up.
Tesoro precioso y aceite en la casa del sabio, mas el hombre insensato todo lo disipa.
Speaking of, again, savings.
Hablando acerca de ahorros.
A wise person saves. Doesn't use everything that he has.
Salva. No usa todo lo que él tiene.
Foolish man spends everything that he has.
El insensato lo disipa todo lo que tiene, lo gasta.
So the Bible is clear about these things.
La Biblia es clara acerca de estas cosas.
Seeking the kingdom of God.
Buscando el reino de Dios.
We put these things into practice.
Y ponemos estas cosas en práctica.
Work hard and be
diligent. Trabaje duro
y diligente. Avoid laziness.
No sea perezoso.
Get a job, make a plan before buying a home.
Hago un plan antes de comprar una.
Plan ahead for expenses.
Planea hacia el futuro para sus.
Save for the future. Save for emergencies.
Save para emergencias.
Save little by little every month and every year.
Un poquito cada mes, cada año.
Don't spend everything that you make.
No se gaste todo lo que usted gana.
The Bible continually points out wise people do these things.
La gente sabia está.
Foolish people do not do these things.
La gente santa no hace estas cosas.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Reino de Dios y su justicia.
Again, this is not just this super spiritual pursuit. I spend
24
hours a day in the closet praying.
No me paso ahí en el closet 24 horas.
Sometimes a spiritual pursuit is putting these things into practice that God's word says to put into practice. And God loves that when we put those things. If, you know, he says,
dice,
test me and try me about the tithe and the offering.
En el tiempo de la ofrenda.
And see, I will
mira,
pour out a blessing that you won't even be able to contain it.
Aún tú no vas a ser capaz de contener esta bendición.
God,
Dios,
and God will use circumstances sometimes
circunstancias
to make sure you're not putting your trust in that stuff.
Está poniendo su confianza en esa cosa.
Because he doesn't want our trust to be in those things.
Quiere que nuestras confianzas estén en esas cosas.
And he even speaks about that in
habla acerca de eso, usted sabe.
I'm not sure if I have it in here.
No, estoy seguro si lo tengo aquí.
I'm all mixed up.
Todo enredado.
But you remember in the scriptures,
¿usted recuerda en las escrituras?
That
que
he speaks about the blessing and the cursing, right?
De las bendiciones y de las maldiciones
to Israel.
A Israel.
And he talks to them and shows them,
y les muestra,
you're going to be blessed.
Tú vas a ser bendecido.
And then you're not going to trust in me anymore.
Y tú no vas a confiar más en mí.
You're going to trust in your riches.
Tú vas a confiar en tus riquezas.
And then I'm going to judge you.
Y te voy a juzgar.
And he goes into massive detail about the curses that he's going to place on them.
Detalles masivos
We're not to do that.
De esta persona, no tenemos que hacer eso.
When you put God, these principles in God's words in place,
pero pon usted estos principios de Dios,
you will be blessed.
Usted será bendecido.
And you will see Him provide.
Usted mirará
and you will see Him go over and above and beyond what you could imagine.
Más allá.
But God never wants you to put your trust
Dios
in those things
no quiere que usted ponga su confianza en estas cosas.
And put your hope in those things
en esas cosas.
And have your mind so fixed on that.
Tan enfocada en eso.
What is our mind fixed on?
En qué está enfocada nuestra mente?
That's what we're delighting in.
Eso es en lo que nos estamos
That's what we're finding our happiness in.
Es donde estamos encontrando
is what our mind is fixed on. Is it on money?
Mente está enfocada en
retirement? Whatever it might be in your life.
Lo que quiera que sea en la vida de usted.
But He wants our hearts to be looking towards Him.
Mirándolo a él.
He doesn't want us to be walking in anxiety.
No quiere que caminemos en ansiedad.
We are to think. We are to plan ahead.
Tenemos que pensar y planear hacia el
but we're not to worry about it.
Pero no, no
we're not to have anxiety about it.
Acerca de ello, no debemos tener
we don't even know if we'll be here
no sabemos si estaremos
tonight.
Aquí, hoy en esta noche.
We might some of us may pass away between now and then. And we're not promised another breath. God upholds our every breath.
Dios está ahí para cada respiro.
So we shouldn't live about anxious worrying.
No deberíamos de vivir preocupados, ansiosamente.
If you trust the Lord,
usted confía en el Señor,
you follow the principles that He's put in place in His Word,
principios que ha puesto en su palabra,
and you know He'll take care of the rest.
Y usted sabe que Él se encargará del resto.
Right?
¿Correcto?
Circumstances change, seasons of life change,
temporadas de la vida cambian,
but God's purpose and plan never changes.
Y el plan de Dios nunca cambia.
And that's your perfection.
Y esa es su perfección.
And that's your growth. And so He'll use these things
Él usa estas cosas
to
para
show us His faithfulness.
Mostrarnos su lealtad.
And also show us our need to trust Him in every circumstance.
Para confiar en Él en cada circunstancia.
2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
Segunda de Tesalonicenses capítulo 3.
Verse 10, 11, and 12.
10, 11 y 12.
For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any should not work, neither should he eat.
Porque también cuando estábamos con vosotros, os ordenamos esto. Si alguno no quiere trabajar, tampoco coma.
For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies.
Porque vimos que algunos de entre vosotros andan desordenadamente, no trabajando en nada, sino entremetiéndose en lo ajeno.
Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ.
A los tales mandamos y exhortamos por nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
That with quietness they work.
Que trabajando sosegadamente coman su propio pan.
Amen.
Amen.
Live a quiet life.
Viva sosegadamente.
And work.
Vida quieta.
And eat the bread that you've provided for yourself.
Y coma el pan que provee por usted.
It's amazing, but
es sublime,
if you look at it this way,
usted lo mira de esta manera,
if you are spiritual, you will
usted
work.
Es espiritual, usted va a trabajar.
And you will provide for your family.
Y usted proveerá para la familia de usted.
That's just a natural thing.
Es tan solo una cosa natural.
There's nothing natural for a believer.
Nada natural.
It's a spiritual thing.
Es una cosa
we do many things in this natural world.
Muchas cosas en este mundo natural.
If you're working for the glory of God,
usted trabaja, está trabajando
that's a spiritual
para la gloria de
Dios. Thing that you're doing.
Es una cosa espiritual que usted está
if
haciendo.
The people here,
la gente aquí,
they're going around
están
gossipers.
Yendo ahí,
they didn't have work.
Murmuradores.
So I'm so spiritual. I stay at
no
home.
Oh, so
I go from house to house and
yo
I pray with everyone.
Casa y oro con todos.
No. They're just going around gossiping. Nothing spiritual about that.
¿Qué de espiritual hay en eso?
Get to work, Paul says.
Vete a trabajar.
Provide for your own.
Provee por ti mismo.
Now you're a spiritual man.
Ahora tú eres hombre espiritual. I love this.
We can allow those things to choke the word.
Permitir que esas cosas ahorquen la palabra.
Again, it's such a balance here.
Tal balance aquí,
because we can bring ourselves to this place.
Porque podemos traernos nosotros mismos a este lugar.
On one hand, we think it's so spiritual.
En un lado pensamos somos tan espirituales.
To just flit about from thing to thing.
Para volar de cosa a cosa.
Another thing, we could then say, I'm so spiritual because
decir, somos tan
I got this money in my account
este
and I'm,
dinero en
I'm
cuenta,
blessed of the Lord.
Soy bendecido del Señor.
That isn't always the blessing of the Lord.
Y no todo el tiempo es así.
It's something that follows. It's a principle in God's word.
Es un principio en
just like people can go and touch Mary's statue
puede tocar la estatua
and use
de María,
the principle of faith and get healed.
De fe y ser sanado.
You can use these principles of God's word
estos principios de la palabra de Dios
and receive prosperity
y recibir prosperidad
and the blessings of the Lord.
Y las bendiciones del Señor. ¿Está bien?
But that doesn't mean
pero eso no quiere decir
the blessings of the Lord.
Las bendiciones del Señor.
As we preached before, sometimes
predicamos antes algunas veces,
sometimes those things
esas cosas
are they're not a measurement of that, right?
No son una medida.
Romans chapter 8.
Romanos 8.
For thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Todo el tiempo estamos
nakedness, peril, sword, none of these things will separate us from the love
nada
of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Señor.
But
pero,
we live a life here.
Vivimos una vida aquí.
We follow God's word.
Seguimos la palabra de Dios.
We trust Him to make a way.
Confiamos que Él haga el camino.
We leave that in His hands.
Dejamos eso en sus manos.
But when the management of our affairs, property, bueno, finances,
el manejamiento de nuestras cosas,
etc., comes to the state, we can no longer be good stewards of them
and cargados de eso.
Seek first the kingdom of God.
Primero el reino de Dios.
Then it's time to start selling property, giving away finances,
vender propiedad, deshaciéndose de las finanzas,
quitting jobs, whatever it needs to be. So that you can put God first.
Para que usted pueda poner a Dios primero.
You know, you go into a job
usted va a un trabajo,
and they start asking you to work on Wednesday nights and Sundays.
En los miércoles en la noche y los domingos.
Well,
bueno,
it's time to start thinking about a different job.
Tiempo de empezar
or speaking with the manager and saying,
I'm
a Christian.
Al encargado,
I don't work on those days. I won't.
Yo no trabajo en estos días.
No, I've had to do that myself, and the Lord helped me.
Yo mismo estoy yo mismo.
We can't expect the spiritual blessings of God in our lives
de Dios,
if we put the anxieties and the deceitfulness of riches
los de las riquezas,
and allow the lusts of other things to overcharge our hearts.
Que las cosas menores se tomen cargo de esto.
Those things, they can dull your heart
pueden endurecer su corazón, endurecerlo,
and bring you to the place of being lukewarm for the kingdom of God.
Traer usted para ser, ni frío ni caliente.
A good way to look at this
una
is
buena manera de mirar esto,
amongst all these responsibilities that God has placed in your hands, the stewardship,
en sus manos, un encargado usted,
where is your prayer life?
¿Dónde está su vida?
Where is your walk with God?
¿Dónde está su caminata con Dios?
Are you spending time
usted está pasando tiempo
seeking to live by and understand God's word?
Y entender la palabra de Dios?
Or are you spending all your time
está pasando usted todo
checking
tiempo
your bank accounts and
mirando
checking your properties
banco,
and
checando
whatever it might be?
Lo que quiera que sea.
We can't
no
serve God and money.
A Dios y a mamón.
Because you either love one or hate the other.
Amará uno o amará al otro.
He's made us managers.
Él nos ha hecho,
He's made us stewards.
Encargados.
But that's never to take the place
para
of walking with God.
Tomar el lugar, caminar con Dios.
Ask yourself that question.
Pregunte usted,
where's my prayer life?
¿Dónde está
where's my walk with God
¿dónde está mi caminata
compared to seeking
comprada,
after food, drink, clothes, a place to live?
Comida, un lugar para dormir,
those are the things that we all have to do.
Esas son cosas que todos tenemos que hacer.
If we follow God's word,
si seguimos la palabra
He'll take
de Dios,
care of that.
Él se encargará de eso.
What we're here for
lo que estamos aquí
is different.
Es diferente.
Is in the midst of all these things,
es en el medio de todas estas
we
cosas,
are supposed to be a reflection
estar,
of God's word. He made us in His image and likeness.
Él nos hizo su imagen y semejanza.
And He's restoring, by the message of the hour, He's restoring us fully to that image and likeness.
A su imagen y semejanza.
We're to be that full expression of Christ
tenemos
in this hour.
Esa expresión total de Dios.
In the midst of
en el medio de
getting food and drink and clothes and a dwelling place, right?
Y vivir y un lugar para vivir.
If that's our whole focus, I mean, really think about it for a second.
Porque en total, vamos a pensarlo por un segundo.
All that God created, all that God made,
todo lo que Dios creó, todo lo que Dios hizo,
all the purpose that He has
todo el propósito que
to flow through us,
fluyó a través de nosotros.
To be a witness.
Para ser testigos.
To spread the gospel to others.
Dar la, el evangelio
to a be a source of healing and transformation in people's lives.
De sanidad y transformación.
And we turn that.
Y nos volteamos.
And now we're all about.
Y todo
I want to have the best food.
De,
I want to have the best stuff to drink.
Quiero tener la mejor comida.
I want to have the best house.
La mejor casa.
I want to have the best clothes.
Quiero las mejores ropa.
And I suppose you want to have a car too.
Y me imagino que
the best car.
Un carro, el mejor carro.
And that becomes your focus.
Llega a ser su enfoque de usted.
How foolish have we become?
Tontos hemos llegado a ser.
Those are things we need.
Insensatos. Esas son cosas que
certainly,
necesitamos.
You can't survive without food
usted
and water.
No puede sobrevivir sin agua.
In Minnesota, you can't survive without a dwelling place.
Y en Minnesota usted no
clothes.
Puede vivir sin un lugar que usted viva,
right?
Con ropa.
You have need of those.
Usted tiene necesidad de
but your life
pero su vida
is a lot more than that.
Es más que eso.
God created
Dios
you
lo crió a usted
to be a little creator.
Para ser un pequeño creador.
You create the atmosphere around you.
Usted crea la atmósfera.
You bring transformation to people's lives.
Usted trae transformación a
that's what you're supposed to do.
Eso es lo que se supone que usted debe de hacer.
And yes,
y sí,
you're working, you have a job, you're doing these things.
Trabajando y está haciendo estas
but
cosas.
When you're doing those
pero
things,
cuando usted está haciendo estas cosas,
the whole world should know
todo el mundo
that a light
saber.
Is in the place.
Que esa vida está en un lugar.
And they should know that light and life has come across their path.
Debería de saber que la vida
they might consider it
este camino.
Terrible.
Tal vez ellos lo consideren terrible.
They might not think it's light.
Tal vez no
it doesn't matter what they think.
No es vida. No importa lo que ellos piensen.
If Christ is in you, it is light.
Si Cristo está en usted, eso
it
es
is
vida.
Life.
Es vida.
And
y
again,
una vez más,
anxiety.
Ansiedad.
Anxiety
ansiedad
will take over you.
Lo
it'll take over your mind, it'll take over your heart, and it will become your focus, your single focus, to take care of these basic needs of life. Are you not more than that? Do you believe that you're more than that? I believe that I'm more than that. My life means more than that. Your life means more than that. God's word declares that it's more than that.
La palabra de Dios lo declara que es más que eso.
God will take care of you.
Dios se encargará de usted.
Right?
Correcto.
Follow his word, follow his principles.
Siga sus principios.
But remember, it's his principles.
Son sus
and it's his purpose for your life.
Para la vida de usted.
Within doing the things that you need to do for this life.
Usted necesita hacer en primer lugar.
And again,
y una vez más,
maybe God will speak to you.
Tal vez Dios le hable a usted.
I've put the management of my affairs ahead of the word of God, before the word of God.
Delante de Dios, yo pongo todo.
I need to change this, I need to change this, I need to change that. I need to get back to simplicity of heart for Christ, following him. Sometimes that's in your job, sometimes it's in your a new job, a new place, whatever it might be. But we can't continue seeking after the things of this life.
Buscando las cosas de esta vida.
And beyond this, it's not about what other people think or what I think. Does the Lord look at your life? And does he see?
Y él mira,
that's my child, he's seeking after my kingdom with all his heart.
Buscando mi reino con todo su corazón.
He wants us to be good stewards.
Él quiere que seamos unas
that's part of seeking buenas. His kingdom
es parte de
with all our heart.
Reino, con todo nuestro corazón.
But that shouldn't get in the way of our love and devotion to him.
De nuestro amor y devoción para con él.
Musicians, if you come.
Músicos, si podrían venir.
In the sermon, Enticing Spirits, Brother Branham says this.
Y en el sermón, Espíritus Seductores, el hermano Branham dice esto.
Give me a preacher, give me a Christian.
Dame un predicador, dame un cristiano.
Give me a housewife that's a Christian.
Dame una esposa que sea cristiana.
Give me a farmer or a factory worker.
Un granjero, un obrero de fábrica.
That will put God first
que
in everything.
Dios primero en todo.
I'll show you a man that will be successful in spite of all the devil can put on him.
A pesar de todo lo que el diablo le ponga a él.
He seeks God first.
Él busca a Dios primero.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand.
Vamos a pararnos.
Gracious Father, we come before you.
Gracioso Padre, venimos delante de ti.
We love you with all our hearts.
Te amamos con todo nuestro corazón.
Lord, I pray that you'd take that
Señor,
simple thought.
Que tú tomes ese pensamiento simple.
Speak it into our lives.
Que hablando hacia nuestras vidas.
Redirect our focus, Lord.
redirecta nuestro enfoque, Señor.
Fill us with your spirit.
Llénanos con tu espíritu.
Give us a passion, Lord. Danos renew our passion.
Señor. Renueva nuestra pasión.
We ask these things in the
Pedimos
name of Jesus
estas
Christ.
Cosas en el nombre de Jesucristo. Amén.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And love His wisdom.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. You may sit down just for a second. When you have His wisdom, you have all you need.
Because
when you have His wisdom, that's His mind. And there's the kingdom right over you, because Lord, James 1, you know, says, ask for wisdom. Right? And when you're asking for wisdom as a Christian,
pide como por sabiduría, como cristiano,
you're not looking for some wise thought. You're looking really for the, I want the mind
pensamiento
of the Lord
sabio.
In this instant,
por más del Señor,
for this situation,
en este instante,
for this
para
very
esta situación,
thing.
Por esta cosa misma, en este
so,
momento.
Thank you, Jason. That was beautiful.
Gracias, Jason. Eso fue hermoso.
Loved it. And just one scripture here. At,
solo una escritura aquí.
Isaiah 11.
Isaías 11.
See,
¿ve?
It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Busca
and
el reino de Dios primeramente.
The, what is the kingdom on earth right now?
¿Cuál es
Where
el
is
reino?
It?
¿Dónde está?
It's inside of you. So
está
what does that mean?
¿Qué significa
if
eso?
I'm seeking His kingdom,
buscando su reino,
right?
¿Correcto?
I'm seeking His headship.
Estoy buscando su
his guidance, his mind,
su guía, su mente.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
His rule, his reign,
su reino,
over all of us,
su regla sobre todos nosotros.
And
y
all those proverbs were so wonderful too.
Todos esos proverbios son tan maravillosos también.
But look at what is the source of wisdom? Who has
Pero
it all?
Mire, ¿cuál es la fuente de la sabiduría?
Isaiah 11, and there shall come a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Who is he speaking of? Of Jesus, okay? And look at, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Okay, and what's in that Spirit of the Lord?
¿Qué está en ese, el Espíritu del Señor?
It's the Spirit of what?
¿El Espíritu de qué?
There it is. See, it's one of His attributes.
Es uno de sus atributos.
And what's the next one?
¿Cuál es la siguiente?
Understanding. What's the next one?
Entendimiento.
And what's the next one?
¿Cuál es la siguiente?
And what's the next one?
La siguiente.
It's all there, isn't it? It's all in
todo
Him.
Ahí. Está donde
everything we have need of is
todo
in
todo
Him.
Lo que tenemos necesidad.
So a true Christian seeking the headship of the Lord.
Buscando el liderazgo del Señor.
What do I do in this situation? What do I do?
Esta situación?
Do I work?
¿Trabajo?
Like Brother Branham says, if you're the only one that really will work as a Christian, you know, work. Christian will work hard.
El cristiano trabajará duro.
Yeah, because whatever we do it heartily as unto the Lord.
Porque lo que sea que hagamos lo hacemos bien.
But work never takes the place
nunca tomó este lugar
of the heart for the kingdom.
Del corazón,
yeah, beautiful.
Para el reino. Es bello.
Thank you, brother.
Gracias,
I'm just
hermano.
Really, really blessed.
Realmente bendecido.
Come on up, would you? We'd love to pray over you. And Amy, Amy, would you come with him? And let's just... they need the presence of the Lord. And even this week, with all of the family members and everybody around them, I pray that the Lord would do something, that around these two, people would sense the Spirit of comfort and the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of peace in the midst of turmoil. Huh? Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brother Jason, for Amy. Thank you for their hearts for you.
And thank you for their what you put in them to yield to you, to believe in you, to trust in you, and to ask you for your guidance, your headship. Now flow through them, Lord, for all that they have need of, and there's a lot of things even this week that they will need you for. And may they sense you, and may they, Amy and Jay, have a testimony that when they see them, they can say they have been with Jesus. Let it be, Father. Now for Brother Jason and his ministry, for them and their life down in South Carolina, we know you've called them there and that you're using them, and we ask that a mighty blessing of your pouring out of your Holy Spirit be there with them, to guide them, to shine through them, to speak through them, to love through them, to minister through them. Father, we commit them into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God be praised. Amen. Let's sing it again.
Vamos a cantar una vez.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's a promise. It's a promise to you. All these other things, He'll take care of them. That unto you just sing that chorus, hallelujah. 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 Sing, we sing praises, glory to you. How's that go, Nate? We sing what?
Praises to your name.
Let our life sing those praises. The ultimate song is the song of our lives before Him. For the Lord is great and greatly to be. To your name, O Lord, praises to your name, O Lord, for your name is great. Let's sing Jesus. We know that name and we love it. Oh, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, Jesus is your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Jesus is your name, oh Lord. Name, oh Lord. Name is great and great to be praised. Before we go, can we sing blessed? Be the tie that binds. Would you greet one another, please? Hey, we're here. Let's walk this walk together. Who can we help? Let that be a question on our, who needs help around me? Who can the Lord lead me to that needs help? Everybody needs help for something. Let's be that help for one another. Blessed be the tie.